Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, The Descendants of King Priyavrata. And we have one more verse. We have several more verses to glorify King Gaya. Interestingly enough. So we can chant. Chandansya kamasya chayasya kaman. Chandansya kamasya chayasya kaman. Duduhur ajahrur atho balim nripaha. Duduhur ajahrur atho balim nripa. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasisham. Shastam amsam paretya. Yadasi sam shastam amsam paretya. Chandansya kama se chayasya kama. Duduhur ajahur atho balim nripaha. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasi sam shastamam samparetya. Chandansi yakamasya chayasya kaman. Duduhura jahrurato balim nripaha. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasi sam shastamam samparetya. Chandamsya kamasya chayasya kamam. Duduhur ajahrurato balim nripaha. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasi sam shastam amsam paretya. Chandamsya kamasya chayasya kaman. Duduhur ajahrurato balim nripaha. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasi sam shastam am samparetyam. What it is? Chandansya kamasya chayasya kaman. Duduhur ajahrur atho balim nripaha. Pratyanchita yodi dharmena vipra. Yadasi sam shastam am samparetya. Chandamsi. All the different parts of the Vedas. Akamasya. Of one who has no desire for personal sense gratification. Cha. Also. Yasya. Whose. Kaman. All desirables. Duduhu. Yielded. Ajahru. Offered. Ato. Thus. Balim. Presentation. Nripaha. All the kings. Pratyanchitaha. Being satisfied by his fighting in opposition. Yudhi. In the war. Dharmena. By religious principles. Vipraha. All the brahmanas. Yada. When. Ashisham. Of blessings. Shashtam. Amsham. 1/6. Paretya. In the next life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although King Gaya had no personal desire for sense gratification, all his desires were fulfilled by virtue of his performance of Vedic rituals. All the kings with whom Maharaj Gaya had to fight were forced to fight on religious principles. They were very satisfied with his fighting. And they would present all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, all the brahmanas in his kingdom were very satisfied with King Gaya's munificent charities. Consequently, the brahmanas contributed 1/6 of their pious activities for King Gaya's benefit in the next life. As a kshatriya or emperor, Maharaj Gaya sometimes had to fight with subordinate kings to maintain his government, but the subordinate kings were not dissatisfied with him because they knew that he fought for religious principles. Consequently, they accepted their subordination and offered all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, the brahmanas who performed Vedic rituals were so satisfied with the king that they very readily agreed to part with 1/6 of their pious activities for his benefit in the next life. Thus the brahmanas and kshatriyas were all satisfied with Maharaj Gaya because of his proper administration. In other words, Maharaj Gaya satisfied the kshatriya kings by his fighting and satisfied the brahmanas by his charities. The vaishyas were also encouraged by kind words and affectionate dealings. And due to Maharaj Gaya's constant sacrifices, the shudras were satisfied by sumptuous food and charity. In this way, Maharaj Gaya kept all the citizens very satisfied. When brahmanas and saintly persons are honored, they part with their pious activities, giving them to those who honor them and render them service. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Taddhiri pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, one should try to approach a spiritual master submissively and render service unto him. Chandamsya kamasya chayasya kamandu duhura jahrurato balim nripaha pratyanchita yudhidharmena vipraya dasisham shashtamam samparetyam. Although King Gaya had no personal desire for sense gratification, all his desires were fulfilled by virtue of his performance of Vedic rituals. All the kings with whom Maharaj Gaya had to fight were forced to fight on religious principles. They were very satisfied with his fighting, and they would present all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, all the brahmanas in his kingdom were very satisfied with King Gaya's munificent charities. Consequently, the brahmanas contributed 1/6 of their pious activities for King Gaya's benefit in the next life. Om Ganati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmashi Gurave Namaha Kandamandalakara vyaptayena characharam tatpadam darshitam yena tasmai shigurave namah. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Yasya prasadada gyopi sadya sarvagyatam vrajayatsa shri chatanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everybody was happy with Gaya. This is very rare. You see, Srila Prabhupada says that every time somebody has to manage or administer something, then always there will be somebody dissatisfied. Of course, especially considering that there are different kinds of people in the society. So always if you do something that pleases one part, the other part will be displeased. If you please that part, this part will be displeased. No matter what you do, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Always somebody will be displeased. You give a lot of protection. Usually this means less freedom. You give more freedom means less clarity. Too much choice. You see, Prabhupada says in the first canto that even perfect devotees, like who are our topmost devotees? Who are the topmost possible devotees? The gopis, yes. So the gopis criticized the leader of the whole universe. Not only they called him a fool. They called him a very unskillful creator. They said he doesn't know how to create properly. Why? Brahma, yes. Yes, because he made eyes in such a way that the eyes need to be protected by the eyelids and moistened from time to time. So several times a minute the eyes blink. And for these few seconds, few moments, the gopis cannot see Krishna. And yugayatam nimeshana. Nimesha, in fact, nimesha in Sanskrit, this means blinking of the eye, nimesha. That's why the name of Vishnu, one of the names of Vishnu is animesha. Animesha means one who never blinks. And never blinks, because, and also this is, in fact, it is a characteristic of the demigods. They are also not blinking. They are able to see constantly. Of course, we have this English expression, take one's 40 winks. So to take our 40 winks means to go take a nap. Yes. You take a nap, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 40 winks like this.
So also in German, Augenblick is like
a moment. Moment, yes, Augenblick, yes. A moment. So they criticized. Of course, you can see this, in fact, is one of the characteristics of Anuraga, an extremely, this is one of the higher stages of love, anuraga. So prema is the beginning of complete pure love for Krishna, when the heart is totally melted. So bhava is one ray of love touches, of Shuddha Sattva, one ray of love touches the heart, and the heart starts melting. prema suryamshu samya. So prema we have the sun of prema, and when amshu, one ray, how do you say, Žarček? What do you say?
Žarek.
It touches the heart and it becomes a little masrinita. So you have maslo, and in Sanskrit you have masro. So it's masrinita. It becomes a little melting like masro in the sun. So soft, becomes softer. And that is bhava. That's the goal of sadhana. So we are here, all of us, you know, like you go in the summer, people go to the sun, to sun tan, to tan, yes? In India, they call it dhupina, suraj ka dhupina. Dhup means warmth or sunshine, and pina to drink, to sun. What's the Slovenian for sun tan? Sunshine. Yeah. So they call this to drink the sunlight. They go outside and drink the sunlight. Dup pina. They drink the sunlight. So we are here. Sonchimose. Sonchimose. Yes, we are coming to the son of the Bhagavatam, to the son of Panchatattva, to the son of Sadhusanga, to the son of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, so that at least one ray touches the heart and it becomes softer. Softer, 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 and then prema is completely soft. The whole heart flows like butter. And that's what we are doing. We are melting the butter of the heart. And prema is when the heart has melted. And this is complete success. And the Shastra, it is defined as, prema is defined as the state when nothing stops you. So we, in the West, we have the famous story of Romeo and Juliet. Yes, when all the obstacles, the quarrel between the families and everything could not stop them, right? So you can see that for centuries, people watch this because it has some inclination, some indication of this state, unobstructable love. Of course, this is romantic love. So, with his genius, Shakespeare very appropriately ends this. With death. Yes. He doesn't show the transformation of romantic love into family love, because it's a very complicated and rare process to transform romantic love into family love. Just imagine, you know, Romeo and Juliet go to the shop and start arguing which frying pans they should buy. She says, we should buy this one. He says, no, we should buy that one. And, you know, how do they decide? He says we should live on the sea coast, and she says no, we should live in the country, near the land. But it shows the glimpse of something that could not be stopped. So this, in fact, belongs to Krishna. It's the appropriate emotion. It's some glimpse of divine love, right? So love towards God is divine love. Prema. So no obstacle can defeat it. On the contrary, all the obstacles make prema stronger. So we see the gopis, so many obstacles are there. Nothing can stop it. Only prema only grows. Even those gopis who could not run to the rasa dance, they could not go, they were stopped. So they wanted to leave their bodies, but they couldn't, because it was a big festival. So they didn't want to spoil the festive atmosphere of the Rasa dance, so they couldn't even die. So just imagine how much was their, how big was their suffering. But then they meditated on Krishna in their hearts, and they saw the form of Krishna in their hearts, and as they were meditating with this suffering of separation, they burned all the remaining attachments and became completely purified. And then at one point, this form of Krishna in their heart embraced them, and they felt complete happiness, which burned also all the remnants of the positive good karma, which also could be an obstacle. So these okay, so this is prema. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives this amazing analogy in Prema Samputa that obstacles, the prema is like a lion and obstacles are like jackals. So for a lion, a jackal is not an obstacle, it's a snack. Yeah, when a jackal attacks a lion, the lion eats the jackal and becomes only stronger. But that's only, so sometimes you think prema, that's the end, but that's the beginning. So then after prema we have pranaya, and in the 10th canto we had pranaya gita by the gopis. So this is extremely trusting, close relationship with Krishna. Then the next one is mana, so some contrary behavior with some maybe, we usually know it as anger, and that gopis can sometimes manifest. Then we have, it's not only the gopis, so in Chaitanya Charitamrita we have a description which group of devotees can develop which level, and also in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So pranaya, mana, sneha. Sneha is when the heart completely melts in tender affection towards Krishna. So you can see of course Mother Yashoda and other Vrijbasis manifest this. Then you have raga. Raga is when poison becomes nectar and nectar becomes poison. So this is even when they are with Krishna, they are afraid of separation, and this poison of separation creates such an intense ecstasy. And then anuraga. So anuraga is when one moment seems a million years. One moment seems a million years. You know, like at 8 o'clock, the panchatattva is closed, and you think, my God, half an hour, I will not be able to see the panchatattva. Or in the evening you go to sleep and you think, my God, I have to wait for 6 hours before I will be able to go, or 7 or 8 hours before I can come in the morning and see the panchatattva. Yes, correct? So also, this is feeling of intense separation. So the gopis feel even one second separation as unbearable. So anuraga, even one moment of separation is unbearable with Krishna for the voice. So therefore the gopis criticize Brahma even for one blinking of the eye. So Prabhupada says that no executive, nobody who makes any decisions will ever be free from criticism. There will always be some criticism. But you can see that Maharaj Gaya is very special, because even sometimes he has to fight. First of all, it's quite surprising that even in fighting, he forced everybody to fight on religious principles. So obviously there was no bombing or killing of civilians. That was completely acceptable. So that was completely against the religious principles. So basically, you can see that all the history of Europe, especially the Middle Ages with the 30-year war, then 100-year war, when one quarter of Germany was exterminated. Yes. So that's completely unrelated to any Kshatriya principle. There's nothing even remotely similar to, because civilians being killed and women and children, this is nothing to do with religious principles. And vice versa, if some armies, at least you can see that nowadays, even they do something, they all always, at least they are ashamed. At least they say, no, 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 this was not us, this was them. Or no, 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 this was staged. That's not true. These dead children, these are actors. And they just put some dust on these dead children. That's not true. That they are just actors. At least they are ashamed. You know. At least they try to deny it. So interesting. It's interesting that King Gaya did not let anybody fight, not on religious principles, and not only that, he made them satisfied. He made them satisfied. So. This this is something you can see also nowadays. If there is an adversary who fights honestly, even the enemies appreciate that. Even the enemies will appreciate that. And they will respect it. There is some respect of a true soldier to a true soldier, a true warrior to a true warrior. And so we know the famous example of King Drupad, who was so satisfied with Arjuna, who defeated him. Yes, request of Dronacharya. So Arjuna defeated Drupada, but Drupada then made a yagya for two purposes. He had two children from that yagya. Who were the two children? One was Drishtadyumna to kill Dronacharya, yes? And the other one was Draupadi to become the wife of Arjuna. So because Arjuna defeated, he bound Drupad, but he did it in such a Kshatriya-like manner that Drupad was satisfied. He wanted to kill Dronacharya who sent Arjuna, but he wanted to, so he requested to have the most amazing Draupadi daughter to become the wife of Arjuna. So you can see Drupad was very satisfied. He appreciated Arjuna. So you can see that even the enemies of Maharaj Gaya, even those who were fighting with Maharaj Gaya, they were very satisfied with him and happily submitted, being defeated. And the Brahmanas were also happy, and they were giving him blessings. So 1/6 of their punya they were giving. So as devotees, you can give blessings. Okay, if you don't want, you don't give all your punya. Okay, but you can give 1/6 is about 15%. So 16%, 16% you can can count. Okay, 16% blessings. You can give to others, because devotees are the channels of mercy. So all the mercy is coming through devotees. Krishna's mercy is coming through the devotees. So, of course, devotees, especially, you can see that Prabhupada has created this mission. He said that the modern society lacks the Brahmanas. So Srila Prabhupada has created this society to create the Brahmanas. So primarily, he wants to give brahminical blessings. And Brahmana is a person who gives blessings. Brahmana is a person who gives blessings. And not only, and Brahmana is not somebody who sells the blessings. It's not that first you give something and then the Brahmana will bless. the proportion to your okay, how much did you give? Okay, you give this much blessing. it's Vaishya mentality. So in India, I don't know, do you have this experience? When you were in India, sometimes you see that some Brahmanas are coming to ask for donations. So sometimes they come and they give you a blessing. They touch you on the head or on the shoulder, usually on the head. And then they ask some donation. And when they touch you on the head, you feel like some current going, you know, some, it works actually. Some, it's like, you know, Shaktipat or this Reiki touch or something, you know. Some, actually you feel, tender warmth touches your heart. And you feel, I should give him something. do you have this experience? Did you encounter it? You had this experience? Yes. So that's see the function of the Brahmanas to give blessings. Brahmana is defined as somebody who, Prabhupada says, Brahmana means liberal. You can search the folio. So these two Brahmana, even the word Brahmana means big heart. So this is the function of the Brahmanas, and Brahmana is one of the definitions of the Brahmana is somebody who is happy to see others happy and who wants to see everybody around prosper in every regard. So primarily, of course, what is lacking is the spiritual advancement and success. So that's why Srila Prabhupada has created this society to bring Krishna consciousness, because he says, Bhaktisiddhanta ji said, nothing lacks in this world except Krishna consciousness. This is the most valuable commodity, Krishna consciousness, which gives meaning to everything people do. Otherwise, people always will feel deep, deep inner dissatisfaction. So preaching, distributing books, having lectures, singing Hare Krishna in the street. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. For the benefit of the whole world. So this is the function of the Brahmanas. And Gaia was so qualified, you remember maybe from yesterday, that his good qualities were the calf which inspired the earth to give all the blessings. So he was so qualified that he satisfied the whole society. So the verse mentions Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, but Prabhupada speaks also about the Vaishyas and Shudras. Everybody was completely maintained. So this looks like this. Now they are speaking and thinking about the universal basic or unconditional basic income for UBI, yeah, for the whole country in many places, that everybody should get some money, no matter whether they work or not, because they say that very soon, there will be so much automatization of work that people need to be encouraged to use their talents and be given some basic income, that everybody doesn't have to worry about and just earning for bread. So you can see Maharaj Gaya already had it. Everybody was getting sufficient, Prabhupada writes, sufficient, sumptuous food and charity. So everything was there. So everybody was satisfied. We read in Krishna book that when Govardhan Puja was performed, or when some other festivals were performed, then so much charity was given, so much prasadam was given, that there was even no shudras, no outcasts, and not even dogs who were not completely satisfied. everybody was completely taken care of. And in the seventh canto, you can read that the Grihastha takes care of everybody, and he sees even mice, snakes, and flies as his children, and he takes care that everybody is well provided. It's, of course, a little hard to see the flies as your children to provide for, but the point is that this is a very generous consciousness of giving. So this is the essence of the Vedic culture. It's the culture of giving, the culture of service, the culture of being generous. And of course, the biggest gift in all the Shastra is described. What is the biggest, the highest charity? Of course, we know Krishna consciousness, but in a that's for devotees, they will understand. But there is another answer, which Krishna also gives in the 11th canto, which also people outside, non-devotees, will accept. The highest charity. What is the highest charity? Fearlessness, abhayam. Exactly. That's Krishna to Uddhava in the 11th canto. And Bhishma to Yudhishthir in the Anushasana Parva. So, abhayam. Fearlessness means some shelter, some protection, and knowledge also. So, obviously, that only Krishna consciousness is able to provide us complete fearlessness, because we know that Krishna is there, and Krishna is the best friend. So, Krishna is in control. Krishna is in control, and so he's in control, and he's your best friend. So, do you need to fear? He's your best friend, not just friend, best friend, and he's in total control. So, Hare Krishna. At least somebody is in control, and he's the most merciful personality. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj Gaya Ki Jai. Questions, comments, or points? Yes?
So it is that you say that everybody is going to get something. So is that giving too much freedom?
Now?
Yeah,
and people will be dissatisfied. Some people will be dissatisfied. And they say that the biggest challenge now is to create engagements for people, to engage people in something that is interesting for them. So that's where devotees are supposed to come in and say, okay, we will give you, do kirtan, do festivals, study the Shastra, do something. You know, if that develops, if they do create these unlimited solar energy farms and energy becomes, when they finally put in mass, these just... they use these graphene filters which turn sea water into fresh water. So very cheap and very abundant. So there's a lot of... The earth and Krishna, they can, with one snap of fingers, they can give everything tomorrow. Everything. It's just that the people need to be good, right? And then there'll be no lack. We think, oh, this will be lacking, that will be lacking, there will be no water or no this. He'll just say, okay, he'll give a little intelligence to some person, okay, just use this material, use this as a filter, and you have, unlimited seawater, you just, filter and you have fresh water. But then what do they do with their lives when they don't need to struggle for a piece of bread? Will they see the meaning? Of course, even when they do struggle for bread, it's still not a satisfying meaning of life. There's some, you need still to see the spiritual purpose. So this is, no matter what, this is the task for us to have a progressive life, towards the highest meaning of life and also help others to find the actual eternal meaning of life. Something else? Urugaya always has some deep thought. Sometimes he says, sometimes he doesn't. So, to go into debunking all the conspiracy theories. There is a you can actually see what is said about conspiracy theories. In fact, no matter which conspiracy theory you take. If you actually check any facts from these theories, you will see that it's all false. Usually something sensational is taken, and something that, you say, what, really? And then you see, wow, and then fear is used usually. Fear is very necessary for that. But then when you check any of those facts, they're all wrong. But, you know, a conspiracy theory by definition must be built in such a way that, it must be unprovable. Must be unprovable. Because that's a conspiracy, right? It's hidden. Everything is hidden. Yeah, of course, they hide. And, okay, they say this, that's a lie. So it's impossible to prove to anything to such people. But if you actually see what is said about these theories, it's, of course, I mean, there are certainly many people who try to do bad things. There's no doubt, but it's not such a conspiracy. It's described in Shastra very clearly that the ultimate conspirator is Kali Yuga, Mr. Kali. Kali, you know, I remember Kavichandra Maharaj when this banking crisis 2008 started, and devotees were so angry at the bankers and this and oh, these are they are rascals, they are this, they are that. I remember Kavichandra Maharaj said, guys, even if you, let's say, kill each of those bankers, what will happen? Nothing will change. There another one will come. Usually, worse one will come, right? And he says, no, you have to go to the root. And what is the root? It's Kali Yuga, the age of cheating, and the age of. It means we need to be honest, and we need to push back Kali. Parikshit has done it and has shown how to do this. And how to do this? Well, he's giving the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, it's explicitly mentioned. Bhagavatam counteracts the influence of Kali. And for the whole society, the actual way to counteract not some agents of Kali, but Kali himself is proper, careful, nice chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's the only way to do this. And when you do this, you see that the world changes. Things are changing very positively. And the main thing, you are protected. You are, Krishna will take care of you. Like, you know, they ask Prabhupada, oh, Prabhupada, what if the war starts? What we will do? Should we go, you know, prepare this way, that way? Prabhupada said, no, we'll just continue chanting Hare Krishna. You just chant Hare Krishna and Krishna will protect you. That do your duty. This is your main duty, chanting Hare Krishna. And you know, it's if you I'm how to say for me it's somewhat sensitive thing because it's such a tool for manipulation, these conspiracy theories. This is the biggest conspiracy theory is the presence of conspiracy theories. Because it exists to create fear. Exists to create fear and manipulate people. That's the main effect of conspiracy theories. And it basically, for devotees, what it does is... It's a faith in some invisible power that controls everything. Yeah, we know. I mean, there is an invisible power who controls everything, but this is Krishna. So why not trust Krishna? He is the invisible power and he controls everything and he's good. He's good, not evil. Why instead believe in the same power who is invisible but who is evil? Why switch our faith? You can see it's the same religious faith but in evil. Evil controller. Yeah. Even as a devotee, I told you. Actually, yes. I shared that this was my shock when I read that as soon as we stop accusing Krishna, we are liberated. And I realized since I actually still am not liberated, it means that somewhere secretly I don't have full trust that Krishna is kind and fair. I think, yes, I'm a devotee. But because I'm still conditioned, it means that somewhere secretly I think, yeah, but he is, he's kind to her and him, but I think there he's cruel, maybe unfair, and maybe not quite kind here. I don't trust Krishna. So, yeah, this is the idea, that's why... again and again we have this verse quoted, and this is quoted as one of the 64 elements of bhakti, a statement of Brahmaji. I think we had it yesterday morning, right, in TLC, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Tateno kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam Ridvagna purbhir vidadam namaste jiveta yo muktipade sadhayabhag. Brahmaji says that if a devotee learns to see everything as a fair result of his own actions plus mercy of Krishna, fair result of my actions, but with a very good dose of Krishna's mercy, so one who learns to see everything like this, finished. He is confirmed for the spiritual world, no doubt. Daimak, he's already in the list. He's already in the list for the spiritual world. So this is the basically being in the 64 elements means it's our practice to accept, to find how it is Krishna's mercy. How things are Krishna's mercy. And this means also gratitude, to be grateful. This is one of the quick ways to change the to surrender and to change the consciousness. Gratitude, to say yes, anugrihitosmi, Krishna, you are kind. Krishna, you are merciful to me. And you can see that devotees who have this, they are able to be merciful in the most trying circumstances. In the most difficult circumstances, you can see they are grateful to Krishna. And therefore, you can see they advance. Sometimes you can see some devotees are in the war zone, some devotees are sick, some devotees in this, some devotees have that. And they say, oh, that's because of this, that's because of that. Yeah, there were some improper actions, but Krishna is kind, he protects us, and he's... and you can see these are very... this is a beautiful mentality, and these devotees advance very nicely. And they also oftentimes do a nice service. So that's the practice to develop such grateful mentality and vision, anukampam susamikshamana, to see Krishna's mercy in everything. Which means it's the deep work to do this. It's important to learn to do this. Not always easy, naturally. And naturally it goes to the root of our conditioning. But also the fourth canto says that if you just know this one thing, savai priyatamashchatma, that Krishna is the best friend, yato nabhayam anvapi, from him there is not a drop of danger, not an atom of danger. Itiveda savai vidvan. You know this? You know everything. If you know this, itiveda savai vidvan, you advance a gurur, Hari. If you know this, you are a guru. You're a guru, and you are always with Hari. You're always with Krishna. With Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Vanchakalpa Dravyasya Kripa Singha Kacha.